5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for October 1st. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, disaster in Indonesia. The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia over the weekend has climbed to 832, will probably go higher, according to the disaster agency there. So far, almost all the deaths have been recorded in Palu, 2 days after waves about 5 feet high slammed into a city of 350,000 people. Rescuers in Indonesia scrambling Sunday to rescue trapped victims from collapsed buildings, digging through rubble and mud with their bare hands. Meanwhile, looters risking their own personal safety to take whatever they can grab from a mall that is unguarded because people are otherwise occupied, even though the mall is considered structurally unsound. An official in Indonesia said tens to hundreds of people, in other words, they're not sure how many, in fact, were taking part in a beach festival at Palu when the waves hit. Their fate is yet unknown. This is the latest natural disaster to hit Indonesia, which is on the Pacific Ring of Fire, that ring of seismologically unstable volcanoes where earthquakes and volcanic activity is an all-too-frequent occurrence. You might remember back in 2004, the day after Christmas, a magnitude 9.1 earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia near Sumatra. 230,000 people died in a dozen countries because of the quake and the tsunami that followed. Indonesia itself, a country of about 17,000 islands, home to 260 million people. Infrastructure there, roads, not great. So getting to the affected areas is not easy, even when things are good. Topic number 4, goodbye NAFTA. Just hours before a deadline set for the end of September, United States Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland announced that Canada and the U.S. had successfully agreed on a sweeping revision of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. This brings Canada into the agreement that had already been agreed to by the United States and Mexico. The new trilateral deal will be called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. No more NAFTA. Welcome the USMCA. The United States heralded the deal by proclaiming that it would bring freer markets, fairer trade, and robust economic growth. After it was approved by President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, markets responded with optimism. The Mexican peso, the Canadian loonie, and U.S. stock futures all trending higher on Monday. Now, Congress still has to approve this deal, but it's likely that they will now that Canada is on board. Topic number 3, the U.S. sues California. Barely an hour after California Governor Jerry Brown signed what is believed to be the toughest net neutrality bill ever enacted in the United States, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it would sue California to invalidate the new law. This sets up another legal showdown between Washington, D.C. and Sacramento. California, as you know, the fifth largest economy on the planet. California has become the largest state to adopt its own rules requiring internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon to treat all web traffic equally. Now, this is a complicated topic. Net neutrality is defined differently depending on which side of this issue people are on. Ostensibly, what we're told is that it would mean that Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon couldn't slow down certain types of web traffic like videos being served up by, say, Netflix, and promote their own videos, give themselves a faster pipe while throttling competitors. On the other hand, treating the internet like a utility, like the phone company, according to some, would stifle investment. If companies think the government is going to regulate it with a heavy hand, they're not sure they're going to get their investment back out of it. So putting billions of dollars into a faster internet system, a broadband build-out to reach places like here in the Ozarks, it's not as likely to happen. So there are issues on both sides. We could do hours and hours on this program and still not resolve exactly what net neutrality means to everybody. But the point is this. The state of California wrote its own law after the FCC scrapped most of what had been enacted by the Obama administration last year. And what we have here is another example of California using its size and its economic clout to try to impose its values on the rest of America. The bottom line, the United States Constitution does not give individual states the power to regulate interstate commerce, which the internet most definitely is. Again, California trying to impose its will on the rest of the country. We'll see what happens. Topic number two, bank crisis in India. The government in India announced Monday it would immediately seize control of a lender, a so-called shadow lender, whose defaults have caused widespread upheaval in financial markets there. Officials in Mumbai ousted Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited's entire board of directors, and a newly appointed six-member board will meet before next week. Now, the nationalization of a big financial institution in India is a big deal. The government of India doesn't do this lightly. It's only nationalized one business ever in history. This would be number two. Now, for India to resort to such a drastic move, the problems with this particular lender, IL and FS, had to have been causing some panic inside the government and financial markets. Investors don't like uncertainty. And IL and FS, last week it was reported, had defaulted on three debt payments that were due. So the panic that this caused inside the financial system in Mumbai must have been pretty severe for the government to step in and nationalize this particular bank. Whether this restores confidence in India's economy, which is the fastest growing major economy in the world, or if this just causes more uncertainty as investors wonder what other problems might be lurking below the surface of India's economy, that still remains to be seen. And topic number one, Facebook hacked. If you suddenly had to log back into your Facebook account last week, as some of us here at SkyWatch TV had to do, it means that your account may have been one of the 50 million compromised last week, exposed by a security flaw. The company said attackers were able to exploit a vulnerability in a feature known as View As to gain access to people's accounts. The breach was discovered last Tuesday. Police were informed. Users potentially affected were prompted to log in again on Friday. Another 40 million were required to log back in as a security precaution. The flaw has been fixed, according to the firm's vice president of product management. Its stock dropped about 3% on Friday when this news hit. The company has confirmed to reporters that the breach would allow hackers to log into other accounts that use Facebook's system. And there are many of those, things like Airbnb, Tinder, the dating app, or hookup app more appropriately, they may have been affected as well. This Facebook bug was similar to an earlier security flaw with Yahoo that exposed about 3 billion accounts last spring. 3 billion, that's like half the planet. Which is why I'm a little cautious when it comes to doing too much online and sharing too much, and a little cautious about giving the government too much access to too many personal details. Having said that, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, other social media sites, essentially they've gotten you and me and 3 billion other people to agree to share more information voluntarily than the CIA would ever have been able to collect on their own. You may be wondering, by the way, why no talk of Judge Kavanaugh today? There is nothing I'm going to contribute that isn't already being beat to death by Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and conservative talk radio. I will just say again, this whole issue over the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, nominee to the Supreme Court, just reminds, should remind you and me as Christians that our salvation is not coming through the ballot box, electing the right government so that we get the right justices on the Supreme Court. Our goal, I mean, and that's not saying we shouldn't participate. We should, as good citizens here, you know, vote and educate yourself on the issues and the candidates. But remember, our prime task is to make disciples of all nations, and we can preach the gospel, share the hope that we have in Christ, regardless of who's sitting on the Supreme Court. Well, the East Coast Prophecy Conference, geopolitics and theopolitics, and end times prophecy. Just some of the discussions that will take place during the presentations there. This is coming up in just a couple of weeks now, October 18th through 20th, at the Wyndham Gettysburg in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Josh Peck, Sharon Gilbert, and myself from SkyWatch TV will be there, and we look forward to seeing you as well. Stephen Strang, author of God and Donald Trump, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Bob Glaze from Southwest Radio Ministries there as well. Other speakers, too. You can find out more and register online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And speaking of places to go online, check out LipkinTours.com. It's where you can find out more about the 2019 SkyWatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Now, next May, the 12th through the 23rd, sounds like it's long distance away, long time to go. We need to get registrations and get a head count pretty quick, because when you're registering and reserving blocks of rooms and available tour buses, considering how many tourists travel to Israel every year, you got to give them some lead time. So to find out more and to register, log on to LipkinTours.com, LipkinTours.com, and we hope we can see you next May in Israel. The SkyWatch TV mobile app, a good way to bypass social media and bring these daily reports and our weekly programs straight to your smartphone or tablet. Android, iOS, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got free apps for all of those. And you'll find that link in the top menu bar at SkyWatchTV.com, right next to the links for instructions on adding the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku and Apple TV. You'll find my website at DerekPGilbert.com, which includes everything I post to the web. And thank you for watching. As we keep watch, I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
In recent years, an insidious force has methodically infected much of institutionalized Christianity. An ancient occultism, once recognized as perilous by the fathers of the faith, has slowly redressed the worship of demons as characteristics of faithful theology. Many modern churchgoers seem blind to the unseen dangers and unwittingly are embracing dangerous, arcane paganism that can, at any moment, unleash dark influence into their lives and homes. But now, former New Agers Josh Peck and Stephen Bancars will guide you through the underworld of contemporary New Ageism to expose the lies being told and sold to millions around the world. Finally, you will learn the secrets of the deceivers and ensure your own spiritual safety and that of your family and friends. Get ready. What is happening in your church and what is coming next is exposed in The Second Coming of the New Age by Josh Peck and Stephen Bancars.
Cutting-edge analysis of end times prophecy on the very ground where it all unfolds. It's the SkyWatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through 23rd, 2019, hosted by Derek and Sharon Gilbert. And Pastor Carl Gallups, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones and Gods of Ground Zero, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot of Messiah of Israel Ministries, and filmmakers Justin and Wes Fall, producers of the Hollow Earth Chronicles. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour of the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. You'll walk in Jesus' footsteps on the battlegrounds of the supernatural war with preaching and teaching along the way. Shiloh, Bethel, Mount Carmel, Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jerusalem, where the final battle will be fought for God's Mount of Assembly, Zion. The SkyWatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Reserve your place now. For information and registration, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com.